We welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ to a Wellspring Service of Christ United Methodist Church. It's a joy to see each one of you here tonight. My name's Suzanne Holtman, one of the ministers here, and I'm a little chilly. That's why I'm wearing my coat. I'm not going to dart out the door, but I do welcome you. And it is an exciting night to worship because it's a night before Christmas Eve, where we will reign in the coming of the light of the world tomorrow night. So it is just a joyful time to be able to worship God together on this fourth Sunday of Advent. And it's just great to see so many of you who are back from different places, school and otherwise. We welcome you. A couple of announcements. Tomorrow evening we will have the Christmas Eve services. There's one at 3, 5, 7, and 9. The 3 o'clock is geared more towards younger kids, and they're going to have glow sticks instead of the candles. So if you want a glow stick, do come to that one. And then 5 and 7 will be kind of the traditional candlelight service, and then we'll have our folk candlelight service at 9, featuring our awesome band, and we're so grateful for them, for their leadership with that. So we'll look forward to seeing you at those services, any and all that you can come to. We welcome you. We thank God for this time together. And we invite you into a time where we just open our hearts to what God would speak to us tonight.
Amen. How's everybody doing? Let's all stand up together. We're going to we'll sing the Canticle of the Turning, which is a really cool song.
Out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great, and my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. You fix your sight on the servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed, if the world be about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all the tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn. Though I am small, my God, my all, you work great things in me. And your mercy will last from the depths of the past to the end of the age to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame, and to those who would fall you yearn. You will show your might, put the strong to flight, for the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all the tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn. From the halls of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they could never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn. And my heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all the tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn. Though the nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. That saving word that our forebears heard is the promise. Christ which holds us bound. Till the spear and the rod can be crushed by God who's turning the world around. My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all the tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all the tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn.
Amen.
Lord, we cry out, our souls cry out to you with a joyful shout that the God of our heart is great. Lord, we do just lift up this old dark world, Lord, this world that you created, that you love, but that has been darkened by sin, God. And we put our eyes on Jesus, who we celebrate this season, who came to earth, became one of us. You know, we're created in the image of God, but he came and he was almost recreated in the shadow of the image of God. He came down to our level and was born as a helpless, naked baby, you know, who had to be in his mom's tummy and be birthed, and all the mess and all the, you know, the pain and the, you know, everything that we go through. And Lord, we do cast our eyes on you this season, and we pray that you would truly speak to our hearts, even though, you know, we've been through a bunch of Christmases before, Lord, that you would refresh us and renew us, renew our vision, and renew our hearts. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And please be seated. I'd like to invite those of you who I've asked to come and help with the lighting of the Advent candles. It's hard to believe we're here at the fourth Sunday of Advent. And I'm going to read the leader's part, and then if you'll, as a congregation, join in as we move. We light this candle, the symbol of the Prince of Peace. May the visitation of your Holy Spirit, O God, make us ready for the coming of Jesus, for the coming of our hope and our joy. And together, let us pray. God of Advent, God of waiting and hoping, keep our hearts expectant, ready for your coming among us. Amen. I think the "ah" is missing there. But we knew it was amen. Thank you all very much. And now we have our first scripture reading for tonight.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. And as I was reviewing this scripture, I want each one of us to think about a place where we are experiencing tightness, doubt, confusion, worry, anxiety, anything that feels dark and unsettling. May we hear these words fresh as God's promise to each one of us, leaving no one out. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child's been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Shall come.
more words of comfort from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. As Isaiah describes the peaceful kingdom that he was given vision of. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Stand and sing if you want to.
For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. Oh, morning stars together proclaiming the holy gift is given, so God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his calling, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the enters. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend unto us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born to us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Oh, come to us, abide with us. Our Lord Emmanuel.
Please be seated. Our second gospel reading for tonight comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, and I'm going to read just a little bit more than that. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all whom God loves and on whom his favor rests." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. He existed from old, from ancient of days, a love so ancient and so new. The one who is the Christ came to us but existed before all things. I'm going to read just a poem, part of a poem for us from an excerpt from The God Who Comes by Carlo Coretto. God presents himself to us little by little. The whole story of salvation is the story of God who comes. It is always he who comes, even if he has not yet come in his fullness. But there is indeed one unique moment in his coming. The others were only preparations and announcement. The hour of his coming is the incarnation. The incarnation brings the world his presence. It is a presence so complete that it overshadows every presence before it and every presence of God after it. The completeness of God was revealed in the child Jesus. God is made human in Christ. God makes himself present to us with such a special presence, such an obvious presence, as to overthrow all the complicated calculations that were made about him in the past. The invisible, intangible God has made himself visible and tangible in the Christ child, Jesus. If Jesus is truly God, everything is clear. But if I cannot believe this, everything darkens again.
Why don't we all stand if we're able? Let's sing "Angels We Have Heard on High." 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mountains in
May be seated.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Word of the Lord to the people of God.
Should we stand? Oh, you're gonna say a prayer now.
I'll say a prayer. He came in truth and light. He was and is truth and light, and reveals to us the truth of who God is. 1 John says it also in a different way, but very similarly, that touches us deeply throughout the distance of all centuries in unparalleled words. as he writes this witness. This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and our hands have touched. We speak of the word of life. And so it is at Christmas that we claim and believe again that the light of the world pierces the darkness, and the darkness shall never overcome it. It is this baby Jesus, who is the light of the world made flesh incarnate. He is the one that we have been able to see, have been able to touch, have been able to hear. He is the one who lived our lives in fullness and touched every piece of our humanity, that it was made whole through him. And so as we reflect upon that, I would invite you to think about prayer requests this season that you may have in your heart. And I'd like for you to say those aloud one at a time if you want to share them with us before we enter into a time of prayer together. I invite you to. I'll start. We caroled yesterday at three different nursing homes, and one of them is called Signature Healthcare, a place where it's mostly Medicaid patients and folks who, you know, who don't have insurance at all. And many of whom are there for not just a short period of time, even though it's considered a rehabilitation center, but are there for some of them for years. And so we went and caroled there and took very small gifts, just you know, a remembrance of the love of this congregation for them. But I was reminded as we went and went through the halls of that place and saw the very messiness of our humanity in its physical form and also emotional form, where people feel very, very truly forgotten. And many are confined to beds. Many are confined to wheelchairs. Many of them have memories that are not accessible to them anymore. And as we caroled and walked through that place and spent time smiling and speaking to the folks that we could there, I was reminded very much of the birth of Jesus in the cattle stall there, kind of forgotten by the world, pretty insignificant by the world's standards, in fact, very insignificant, and how God chose to come and continues to come on the margins through those who are forgotten, and reminds us to connect with those who the world may see as less than, where God always reveals himself anew. And so the God who comes always comes into our suffering, into our darkness, into our waiting. And the God who comes reminds us again this season that that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness, no matter what form it comes in our lives, no matter what form we experience in the world, the darkness will never, ever overcome the light. And so tonight I want to lift up in prayer those folks at Signature Healthcare, but all those who are suffering tonight in many ways, mind, body, and spirit, and the suffering of the entire world, that we lift again before that that light of the world that bursts forth into that cattle stall. So I'd like to lift up those who are suffering. What other prayers would you lift up tonight? The hopeless, yeah. The infirmed. Those who can't be with loved ones this holiday season. Thank you for that. That's right, that to remember to pray for and to reach out to those who don't have extended families in this season. And likewise, lift up families who are broken in different ways, in whom pain exists, and that's all of us to one degree or another. But for some, it means real estranged relationships. Yes. People who are wondering about their future. And I would say for people of faith to trust that God is going ahead of them, right? It's so easy for us to forget that God goes ahead of us. The moms who are, I agree, Nellie. The moms who are busy at work and bearing burdens of bringing tidings of joy. Yeah. May they be joyful. That's right, and be given extra energy. I'd like to also lift up Joseph tonight in our Christmas, our story of the birth of Jesus. And as it was beautiful hearing Justin read it, because if you remember, that passage in Matthew talks about how Joseph, he had a righteousness of his own. He was not willing to disgrace Mary and to embarrass her and to put her to shame. Even though by religious laws he could have had her stoned publicly for being with child, and they were just engaged, and yet before the angel ever appeared to him, on his own accord, he chose the path of mercy and grace to separate from her, to let her go silently in the night, rather than to make a public example of her in that day. And that was actually extraordinary in a man of true righteousness. And I thought, fitting for Justin to read that. It was very beautiful hearing your voice reading about Joseph. So I thank God for Joseph and for the men in our midst, the dads and the fathers and those who are representatives of what it means to live out a quiet righteousness and to choose to do that even before they know that it's exactly what they need to do. Any other prayers? Prayers for this world, this broken, crazy world. Prayers for all the students among us. Prayers for those who are searching for work. Prayers for those who are hurting and seeking to know God better. Will you pray with me? Holy God, we come before you tonight in a season that is a season of joy indeed, as we prepare and invite and welcome the light of the world. But as we also know that there is great darkness that presses in so many forms. And we are reminded in these long evenings where the darkness is very real in a tangible way, that you are the only one who separates us from all that will threaten to undo us. We thank you and praise you that you are the true God from true God, true light from true light, that there is none but you, and that before all things you were. We praise you for the truth of your love that appears through people like Joseph who are righteous, for those among us who minister to those in need and who pray for those who are in need. We pray for this world of yours that we know that you love, and yet it is broken, and yet you are working in our midst. O God, you have chosen to dwell in the heart of the lowly. We give you thanks that you did reveal yourself in the Holy Child Jesus. And we ask you to make us humble in faith and love, that we may know the joy of the gospel that is hidden from the wise and the prudent and revealed unto babes. We pray all this in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and join together in the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, as we enter into our next song, I would invite Hank and Ian, if you all would take up our offering, remembering that all the gifts of our lives are from God. Every good thing is from God alone. Let us sing.
Let's stand and sing.
We had intended to have kind of a lessons in carols tonight, And we have communion, Charles, so faithfully set up for us. But I think we will, if you really want communion after the service, you can come and see me and we can do that. But I think we will move towards our closing and invite you to come tomorrow evening for the Christmas Eve service, and communion will be there. But I pray that you will know and experience that you are the apple of God's eye, that God's love pours and shines upon you each moment of every day, that God's breath whispers in your ear and in your lungs, that the very air that surrounds you is a gift from God Almighty, whose love for you is always beckoning you towards him. May we go forth and experience the Christ child and the light of the world in new ways tonight, and know that he is coming to conquer darkness and death again and again and again as we celebrate his coming this season. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.